People with disabilities say genuine community participation is the key to finding lasting solutions to problems they encounter on a day-to-day basis. For example, Program Officer for the National Council of Physically Disabled Persons of Zimbabwe, Simbarashe Mukanganise, says gardening projects for the disabled in Tanda, Duze and St. Michael's in Mondoro.
We witnessed the change in terms of positive attitudes towards persons with disabilities after having interacted with the local chief and having talked to him about the need to actually realize people with disabilities as equal citizenships. He then gave what we call the former rest camp. It's a piece of land that has got buildings. During the times of war, this place was used to train soldiers. So we've got infrastructure that is already standing, and it was not being utilized by members of the community.
Mukanganise says community participation promotes shared responsibility and sustainability for projects for the disabled in rural communities.
Members of the communities who are not disabled were actually saying they were going to help persons with disabilities to run these projects. So you have an issue where if the community is changed to have a positive mind, there is this whole ownership of projects and ownership of the need to actually make the environment suitable for persons with disabilities.
32-year-old Josphat Ganya is an amputee with an artificial leg. Josphat, who comes from Brown Village in the Mount Darwin resettlement area, is studying for a diploma in electrical power at Harare Polytechnic. He says people in communities should work together to change negative attitudes that discourage some people who are able-bodied from assisting the disabled.
If you brush out the mind of ignorance and focus to our children or our members around the community and help them to sustain their life in a good condition, either you support them with the talents, they can live a better life.
44-year-old Tongai Chinaire from Dzivaresekwa is visually impaired and walks with the aid of a white cane. He says when able-bodied people work closely with those with disabilities, they will understand them better and know what assistance to give them.
The community has to understand what has to be done through knowledge. Should work together with one who is blind. It is my appeal to the community to understand all the problems that are faced by blind people so as to avoid negligence.
The call for community participation in disability projects is supported by celebrated playwright, actor and theatre director Konti Mhlanga. For the past 14 years, he has been working on a theatre project to influence community attitudes towards people with disabilities. In one of his productions, Konti, who is the founder of Amakosi Theatre Productions, requested local people to host disabled actors at their homes for a couple of days so that they would also experience the challenges faced by people with disabilities.
There we got impact, because now it was drama, yes, but it's what we call reality drama, right? Now, this is real, you know, because those people are just coming there to explore rural life and then they leave. But they're living with disabilities. They're not even talking about their disabilities. But we have to serve them food every day. We have to take them to the toilet. We have to, you know what I mean? Because you're hosting them. You have to take them to a bus. You have to, you know, they themselves, because they're doing reality drama, they keep demanding in that family, you know, things that are extreme.
Konti says more impact was achieved when influential people within the community, like headmen, health workers, caregivers and extension officers, were involved in the productions.
And that we found very effective, theatre for community change. And then we would call everybody, thank the community for supporting them. You can imagine this young actress who was in a wheelchair going to fetch water in a normal borehole in the village. It's just like, everyone there in that community got shocked and they started to, everyone trying to help her, you know what I mean? But they didn't even realize that they were part of the drama. You know, they were thinking, this is just a visit, you know, and the person is busy recording and she's not even talking about herself. All she wants is water here.
An icon within the Zimbabwean student debate movement in universities, polytechnics and teachers' colleges, Innocent Batsani Ncube says conversations with disability themes will enable communities to reflect on problems facing people with disabilities.
is not only about putting the issues of disability on the agenda, but it's also creating space for young people within the colleges and even outside, those who are living with disability, to be able to also be given the same platform to debate, need to go beyond even what kind of language are we using. How can we be able to transform a debate to speak to people who use sign language? Because language in itself is not just about debating in English.
Ncube adds, community participation in disability projects will make a huge difference in the way people with disabilities are living in the country. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, I am Safari Njema.